episode of Chef Talks, Dora Kreitzer interviews two of her fellow students at Bucknell University, Lissandra Alvarado and Demira Vinson. The three of them discuss their experiences as Shep interns and Lissandra's second summer with Shep as a policy and nonprofit leadership intern. We hope you enjoy.
All right, so hi everyone. My name is Dora Kreitzer. I'm a current junior at Bucknell University studying sociology with minors in social justice and community engaged leadership. I'm originally from Montgomery Village, Maryland. I use she, her pronouns. And I'm here with two other Bucknellians who also did the Shep internship, and we're here to talk to you a little bit about what that experience was like for each of us. So I'm going to ask them to introduce themselves. I don't know who wants to go first, but
I can go first. Hi, my name is Lisandro. I am a business analytics major, junior, and I am from Bowie, Maryland.
Hi, I'm Demira. I'm a sociology major. I'm minoring in critical Black studies and policies of education, and I am from Baltimore, Maryland.
Perfect. Thank you both so much for taking the time to speak to me today. So we're going to jump right into our questions. Lissandra and Demira, both of you did your Shep internship with the with Foundation Communities in Austin, Texas. Can you tell us a little bit about what that agency does and then specifically what your role was the summer that you were there?
I guess the way I like to think about Foundation Communities is like a one place shop for like our community resources, like from college help to tax help, healthcare, housing, basically a little bit of everything. Is basically just be, as an implies, a community impact organization that focuses basically just providing services to help people lift up from poverty in the area of Austin. So I think that was pretty cool. And they focus on many areas, but I think that their main focus is the housing, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, so kind of like what Lissandra said, it's kind of a one-stop shop for everything. When I was there, it was kind of like where the area I was in, it was like more focused on like financial wellness, and that's kind of like the take that I saw, what they were kind of focused on or what they kind of showed me. So basically it was showing people like how to, you know, gain financial literacy, how to apply for taxes, just like how to save if someone wanted to pay off a certain debt. There's a lot of like a schedule plan and things like that. So basically how to like get people to kind of like manage their money, like even if they had like no experience at all, kind of working together one-on-one with the person to come up with solutions together and figure out like whatever their financial goal is how to how they want to approach that. And then I also work closely with College Hub. And basically anyone who wants to go to college, no matter their age or no matter how long ago since they've been in school, they kind of help people get on track of going to college. And they could be that one-on-one mentor for their entire college experience. Or if they just kind of need a one-stop, like, hey, if they go in there, like, hey, I kind of just want scholarships. Do you have scholarships options? And then they kind of just go, like, yeah. And then, like, they never see each other again. But some people, it's consistent. They go weekly. Yeah. I think my role specifically was I had several things to do. I had to update the resource list, so call in like nonprofits to make sure like what their website said was actually correct and still accurate. And then I also had to give interviews to certain clients who already kind of went through Foundation Communities Foundation Communities process, or kind of already finished with like Foundation Communities, and just see what their experiences were. And yeah, so I gave those interviews and then wrote up those stories. And I also kind of helped out with the social media, just gave feedback of how much like how to make it more like active and things like that. So it was kind of a variety of things that I did there. Yeah, also shadow a couple of people to like see like their meetings and things they did, and like specific people. So I shadow people in financial wellness. I shadow people in College Hub. I shadow people in benefits part. So it was kind of like a variety of things that I did there. Yeah.
That's really cool. Lissandra, were you doing similar work the summer that you were there? What did sort of a day-to-day look like for you? And did you have any longer-term tasks that you were working on while you were there?
Actually, yes. I think one of the tasks that I had, as Amira did, was working on the resource page which was like the main ongoing project that I'd be on and off, but constantly working on it, which honestly was like a very, I think, like a very eye-opening project, especially because I had to reach out to organizations and other nonprofits around the area to see how are the resources are available or how are their current conditions post-COVID. And it was like great to learn about like how are the current situation in Austin and the current need for nonprofits and just like help to alleviate situation of many people in the community, but also has like other ongoing responsibilities such as just helping College Hub with applications with their workshops or just advertising for in the financial wellness branch to advertise for a if I'm not mistaken like a credit building workshop that we did, but also just like explore other like branches that financial communities did, such as I said, housing. I went to an open house or just like other events that they had just to advertise their services. But all in all, I feel like my main role was to basically learn about how nonprofits work, and especially foundation communities.
Actually, in that same vein, what would you say your biggest takeaways were from the experience? This can be sort of about yourself, about poverty, about what anti-poverty work looks like. What do you think you really learned from the summer? What have you sort of brought back with you to campus that you're sort of still thinking about from the summer?
I think for me, one of the biggest things like foundation communities like secured was like how quick poverty can happen. Like it can happen to anyone. So that's why like their brackets like anyone who makes under 75K can like come and work with us because poverty can happen at any moment. And like even though you think you're like middle class and you're like very like stable and things like that, but it just like caused like one or two missed paychecks or a sprained ankle and it kind of can change your whole life in that second. They had me read the book Evicted and that really kind of like helped understand like the scope of poverty and things like that. And then living in Austin in itself, it kind of just being able to see like poverty like on the streets of like Austin and like how open and visible that was, especially like in the heat. So it kind of like you yourself don't want to be out there in the heat. And now people who don't have homes are just out there kind of like struggling. So I think that's one of the biggest things I took away is just like how does poverty look and how quick it happens. And everyone has like their own different stories. And a lot of times it was just like the same, just like the people in poverty like belong in poverty. Like it happened to them. They did it to themselves. So one of the things kind of like untackling that myth and like figuring out like not even like worrying about what this person did or what happened and why they became like why they ended up in poverty, but just like ways to help them out. And I think that's kind of like the biggest things that I took away. It's just like it can really happen to anyone, and it's just like not an individual problem.
At least for me, I guess the biggest takeaway of going back was like the accessibility to resources. Going back to the resource page that I was working on, I had to eventually just start calling organizations. And even though I had like a long list of organizations available throughout Austin, even though the least organization was there, but the services and the funding was not there. So many times, most of the times, I will just get declined. They don't have service, or they don't have enough space for people, or they just don't have the funds, or they just shut down altogether, but their websites stay up there. So definitely, it really says a lot about the lack of resources, especially to eradicate poverty. Like there could be like a good quantity, but maybe there's not like the quality to treat or just help people around the community with dignity, obviously.
And both of you sort of touched on this in your answers, but I'm curious about what it was like to live in Austin and to see sort of your experience living in Austin. I know Demiri, you're from Baltimore, Lissandra, you're from pretty close to DC. So what was it like living in a different city? What did you notice were sort of the key differences? And just in general, what was it like living in a new place?
For me, I think, yeah, coming from Baltimore, it's kind of like I'm already from a city, but being in Austin is just completely different. One, the heat, is very hot in Austin, very hot in Texas. So that was one of the biggest things to adjust to. And then being in a new city, you have to like travel in it too. So it's just like a place where you've never been before, and now you have to figure out the bus systems. How do I get to work? Like, and then things like that. So that's also like very difficult. But like after like doing some research, you're kind of able to figure out like, oh, this is how I get to work, and this is how, if I want to go to a restaurant, like this is how I get there. I think just being in Austin, it's just being able to like experience something new, like new restaurants, new places to go, like new events and things like that. Just like a whole bunch of yeah, just a whole bunch of newness that kind of go with it. I lived in a co-op, so it wasn't like I was like by myself, because I also had the cohort. But then I lived with the co-op, it was just a whole bunch of other college students who were already from Texas. So it's kind of helped adjust to the process, because it was like people my age who I could talk to and like eat dinner with. And they also hosted events, so things like that. So it really made like the process of like being in Austin a lot easier. And then like as I mentioned earlier, just poverty looks so much different in Austin compared to Baltimore. And I think part of me like kind of got like used to seeing like poverty in Baltimore. So it's like in Austin, it's just like, wait, like this is like happening here too. And it just kind of shows like how it's everywhere and that type of thing.
Yeah, I think I cannot stress this too much. Especially, I feel like my parents are tired of me saying that I love Austin. I had a great experience. It was very, I would say this made the very first time I actually live in a city. And it was just amazing, especially just with the experience through Shep. It was very holistic. It wasn't just like me working on professionally or just personally through my internship, but I also had to grow in other areas outside of work, such as Damira mentioned, just finding learning how to navigate the bus system in Austin, which is not easy, or just living in a co-op, which is a whole different experience when you have to cook for yourself, and not just cook for yourself, but also cook for others, or just living in a community with strangers, learning how to navigate a whole different city and learning to endure the heat, I guess. And but I said the favorite part of Austin. I could literally make my own podcast about this. It's just about the food. I cannot stress it about. It's just amazing, and I'm looking forward to coming back. But also, it was great, also like seeing Austin through not just through a lens of a tourist, but also through a lens of a intern in poverty. So it becomes makes you more aware of your surroundings, especially like that poverty is basically everywhere, especially on cities such as Austin. And how prevalent it is, which it was like a, especially it was great having a cohort that was on the same topic, experiencing the same things, so you could literally share those experiences. Like poverty is right there, it's closer than you think. So it was a pretty holistic experience in Austin.
I was not in Austin, but I'm going to add to that because I had a very similar experience. I was in Baltimore, and I'm from only about an hour from Baltimore. But on that note, you mentioned, Lysandra, about sort of being a tourist versus really l learning a city. It was my first time being in Baltimore for sort of an extended period of time and really getting to know the city and seeing sort of different sides besides just the Inner Harbor, sort of the parts that we really sort of highlight, understanding how the dynamics of how a city works. It was also my first time being reliant on public transportation. And definitely had some days where I was late to work because the metro wasn't running. The one metro line in Baltimore wasn't running, and I didn't know when the buses were running late. And I think also makes you really, like, my internship understood and was flexible about it, but there are also workplaces that aren't, and people who are reliant on public transportation often who don't have that flexibility, it can be a real issue for them. And so living in a city, really understanding it also gives you a great perspective on what it feels like for everyone who's living there all the time. We're going to transition a little bit because I want to talk about Lisandro. You were part of the inaugural group of interns who participated in the policy and nonprofit leadership internship. You spent the summer working as an economic security analyst with the United Planning Organization and researching the economic security of DC residents working at low wages. And I just want to, I guess, hear how that was sort of different from your year one experience, what work looked like for you as part of this new internship that Shep just launched.
Yeah, totally. I had the privilege of having this internship with, just to give a little context, it's basically like a second step from the first internship. And it's basically, I like to think of it like you learn about poverty, you expose yourself about on poverty on the first internship, but you use everything on the second, everything you learn on the second internship. It's more like more structured. It's more like plan-based, research-based, that it's not just about you exposing you to poverty, but also just finding ways to how to understand it on a more beyond empirical level, but also like a more systematic level, which was a great experience. I got the opportunity of living in DC, which even though it's close by, just like your experience, that I was like different being a tourist than just being there, makes you see DC through a different lens. I work with another community impact organization, which is a United Planning organization, which I did mainly quantitative research on mixed income housing, which is basically understanding how there's certain communities, there's like people from low income and high income living in the same space, and how does that influence the community? Does that make it better for low income, or does that make it worse? Or is there like a difference between having low income, high income in the same place compared to having it separate? Which it was like a very eye-opening experience, honestly, because it's not just about, as I said before, just exposing you to poverty, but it's more like you're expected to know, have a good understanding of poverty and just put that to the test, especially because I got to use my skills in data analytics, which is my major, to understand poverty and to combine those two worlds, which, again, I have my own cohort from this internship, which was doing the same thing. So it was kind of cool. All of us were doing our own research and then bring the information together, and then getting an opportunity to present it at the closing conference, which it gives you this feeling that what you did is meaningful and it's in a way helping others or just contributing to or either the organizations or the people who get to hear about our experiences.
And what would you say were sort of the biggest learning moments for you between year one and two? You were talking about sort of having to use what you learned in the first year to sort of help with the second one you were expected to know. What would you say you really, what was the biggest difference that you think you sort of gained from doing year two?
It's like a question. It's more like it's definitely like a different experience. That's it. I guess that's one of the concerns that I had at the beginning. Like, what if I don't get anything else? Like, what else is there to learn about poverty? And then you realize that there's so much to learn about poverty. There's always like a different lens to look into it. So that was a big takeaway, just like understanding how complex poverty is. Because there's so many lenses. Like, I learned from a financial perspective and you could say educational perspective from foundation community in Austin. And here I learned more on a theory, legislative way, like how policies affect the way people end up in poverty. Because also I work in the legislative you could say that it's a branch of the organization when they focus mostly on poverty and policy. So it was kind of great getting this, like adding on to my empirical knowledge of poverty and then adding theory into it. So it's kind of like putting a label to the things I know about poverty, like putting like, yeah, there's a theory behind things. It doesn't happen just because it happens. So I guess that's one of the biggest takeaways, just that how complex poverty can be, and there's always like a different lens to look into it.
And now a question for both of you. How would you say interning with foundations communities in Austin or your experience at UPO this summer too, Lisandro, has influenced your personal and professional growth?
I think one of the main things is just, I don't know, just working in the office, like you have to dress differently and things like that. So it's just like you have to dress more professional compared to like if you're just going to class. So being in a professional setting of working a 9 to 5 is just completely different than any other job I had before, because any other job, one, it wasn't an office and like the hours are like 3 to 11 and things like that. But a 9 to 5 is like a completely different experience. Kind of like you clock in, you want to be in on time, and you kind of work that those 8 hours. And then I think just talking to people around the organization, because they're much older than you are. So like you're talking to people who like graduated college way long ago, but it's like talking to them and just building those relationships and connections with them is also kind of a different experience. It kind of made me realize like it doesn't really matter the age gap or anything. Like you can really connect with people of all ages and like have a great time talking to them. I had a really great time talking to with the people in the organization. They were really funny, really cool. And then just of like seeing how the meet and goals and like how like each person kind of asks questions and brings curiosity to each of the meetings that kind of happen. It kind of helped me kind of realize, like, when I go into different spaces, make sure I ask questions and things like that. So that kind of like brought like more of a different perspective to me. And then I think the importance to detail was also one of the biggest things that I kind of learned while there, like the scheduling of things, and then like how they would like read over emails like 3, 4, 5 times, and like making sure it gets sent to like 10 different people before like actually sending out an email. And just consistently having those discussions and weekly meetings and revising and reviewing, just making sure like everything was kind of like as perfect as it could be. It's like one of those key like detail-oriented things that I've definitely taken away from the organization, and just being able like to work in like professionally. Like I have that professional experience now, like showing up, dressing well, and like making sure I'm like paying important detail, like attention to details. Yeah.
I guess one of the biggest takeaways I have is working in both financial communities and UPO. Was just like, first of all, the community in nonprofits is something I always like to highlight. It's kind of cool to be in a mission-driven organization where everybody's not there just to earn their paycheck, but also to just make an impact in their communities, which is a great environment because everybody comes from different backgrounds. Maybe some people have never experienced poverty, but they are there to help them, to contribute to eradicating it. But there's people who have more empirical experience who come from poverty, but now they use what they learn from lifting themselves up to help others. And then you have other people such as my boss from UPO, which comes from more like a policy legislative experience, more like theory-based knowledge of poverty, which is kind of cool, bringing all those different worlds, different perspective on poverty coming together in the same space. And the amazing things that you can do is bring different minds, because just do I always saw like nonprofits mainly for like a different kind of more like a humanities style major, but seeing that there was like a couple of econ majors in my organization just using their knowledge on basic economics or just the market just to make an impact, or just having me, a data analytic major, just using what I learned in school. So it was kind of that. I think that was the biggest highlights I have from working with those organizations. But also, as Tamira said, just being in the environment of you dressing up, your work environment, which honestly, being in foundation community was my first 9 to 5, or at least formal 9 to 5. So it was something like, that I had to learn how to get used to waking up early, taking the bus, taking that into account, and just like trying to be on time. And just being meaningful and intentional about my work, because at the end of the day, it's like I chose this internship and I'm doing it for a reason, so I better get the most out of it. So it was kind of a great experience just even personally, because it feels good that you're doing something that it's for a good cause and like it's meaningful.
Alessandro, you talked about sort of using what you've learned in class at your internship. Sort of on the flip side of that, being back on campus now after your internships, would you say that anything you were doing this summer has sort of informed your classroom or curricular experiences? And if so, how?
100%, honestly. I guess it's something I like to think about this experience from Shepherd. It's kind of hard to come from, at least in my case, to internships oriented in poverty. When you are exposed for 2 months on these topics, it's like that's a constant conversation with your cohort, constant conversation with your boss or supervisor. And then coming out of there once you're done and just pretending that didn't happen, I feel like it's something that really sticks to you. And definitely something that I usually keep in mind, especially like when I'm learning concepts such as economics, like how does this affect poverty, or how I'm thinking more holistically, like does this apply only to high income or does it apply to everybody? Just having like this understanding, or just like not even understanding, just being conscious and aware that not everybody has the same opportunities as we may think, and the different access that there are makes you wonder how our education tailored, like who are our theories like made for, which is kind of interesting, just adding this like layer to the theory I'm learning in school. Like not just it's not just about me, but also about society and how it influences society. And also like makes you wonder the kind of education that you want to get. Do I want to get an education that only benefits me, or I want that I can just be able to give back eventually? So definitely, it has definitely been still very transformative having this internship, not just like personal level, but also in the classroom.
I guess for me, I want to say that since I'm a sociology major, we kind of talk about like race, gender, and poverty a lot and how those like interconnect with each other, things like that. So I think just going into class this year with the experience I had from the summer, it's definitely like when like topics come up in class, it's kind of like I can now like bring actual like experience to that topic, like real life experience, like no longer like theories and like you see it on like a video or like read it, like I actually saw it and experienced it. So it's kind of like that kind of connection to it. It's just like when teachers are or professors are like saying these things, I'm like, oh yeah, I saw this summer, and this is what Foundation Communities was literally working like to solve and figure out and like help people. So I think that's kind of the biggest thing, is that it connects to a lot of my classes when we discuss poverty and things like that, because I was there like kind of working with poverty like firsthand. So I think it's kind of like the main thing when kind of figuring out like when kind of saying like what has this internship brought to like this school year, is definitely seeing how it all connects within my classes and topics and things like that, and like basically kind of just understanding more of the on a deeper level of poverty.
I completely second that. Also, as a sociology major, I think there's obviously a big connection between sort of the theory we're learning in class. And I think it makes your education so much more meaningful to be able to see the real world effects of what you're learning, that it's not just theory. This is people's real lives. I think for me, it sort of makes me take my classes more seriously to sort of know that what I'm learning has real world impacts. And I think having been in a couple of engaged classes that do sort of like the SHEP internship does, sort of community involvement during the school year, is also a really valuable experience that I think adds to sort of that same level of connecting the real world and the classroom. And we're now going to talk a little bit about what made you all decide to do the SHEP internship program in the first place. I think for me, a big part of why I did it was because I'd been in an engaged class and wanted the opportunity to make that a longer term experience. Damira and I are both part of a class I'm at Bucknell that looks specifically at food insecurity in Baltimore, which was sort of why I ended up working at Intersection of Change in Baltimore. But for you all, what sort of made you decide to apply for the internship program in the first place?
I guess I can go first. For me, it was I was in my freshman year involved in Rice College education, which is basically just living with people with the same interests, the same type of academic interest, you could say, and just having like a seminar related to each other. And I was in social justice, so I was like, which is something way different to my major. I was just curious and just learning about social justice. I feel like I hear it everywhere. I wanted to learn about it. And one of the things that struck me the most out of that class was my professor. He was very passionate. He was like, he wasn't very focused on grades and assignments. He was more of us getting engaged, which I think he did pretty well. And one of the things that really got to me is when one of his classes, he was mentioning about, he out of nowhere just said like, I think this class is pretty meaningless, or I think this class is pretty pointless. Which it was very strong. I was like, we've been taking this class for like half a semester, and now you're bringing this up. And then he said, because at the end of the day, he said, we're learning about inequality, we're learning about just oppression in society, but this benefits us. This doesn't help anybody. We're helping ourselves by learning about these topics, make us better people, but how is this helping society? And then he went on that whatever happens in this class, or after this class is what matters. This class helps you, whatever you do after helps others in society, which that's something that really stood out to me. Like, do I really wanna just take this class and move on, or do I wanna do something meaningful? And this just out of faith in a way. I just see application about Shepherd, and I thought that this is a great opportunity to actually put this to the test, or just to take my education outside of the classroom, which honestly I think Shepherd did super well. And it was great taking an internship where you get to help yourself and help others, which was one of the reasons why I first of when the first I applied in the first place. So I think that's the main reason why I applied to Shepherd.
Kind of what Lisandro was saying was like before I came to Bucknell, and in general, like I was interested in activism and things and social justice and things like that. So I knew I kind of always wanted my career path to be the sort of helping people building communities and things like that. But I didn't know exactly where specifically I wanted to take that, or if I like I wasn't like sure where I wanted to narrow down. I mean, I'm still really not sure, but I think with the what attracted me to the SHAP program was like there was so many options, and it was all around like anti-poverty. So it was like so many options to choose from in so many different areas, and I think that really like really motivated me. I was like, I can choose like any of these things for the summer and help me kind of figure out how do I want to apply the skills that I'm learning at Bucknell and take it into my future career? So I think that's kind of the main reasons why I applied, since there was so many options that I could choose from, and I'm since I knew I wanted my job to be with like activism and advocacy and just kind of just like working with people to build like better communities or just like help people in general, kind of just like alleviate some of the stresses in life that they have. And I think that's why I chose it, because I knew like the values and things worked with each other, and they just it was so many options. And like specifically working with foundation communities, it was it I chose that one because it kind of made sense of like it kind of outlay like the like how the mechanisms of like a nonprofit. I never really knew how a nonprofit worked before. Like I didn't really understand the concept in general of a nonprofit, and it kind of just being able to see how everything works and like just kind of seeing the nitty-gritty of it and really helped me to like determine like what I want to do and what I don't want to do as my first career. It kind of helped me narrow that down. So I think that's really like with the a SHEP internship really gave me is like really just more knowledge of what I want to do in the future and how I would like to help people.
So, Dora kind of beat me to my next question, which was going to be sort of having this experience now at SHEP, what would you say your next steps are? I know that's sort of a big picture question, but do you think SHEP has informed, either informed or prepared you for sort of whatever decision you make about your career, future path, things like that?
I guess since I kind of already talked about it, I think with the working with foundation communities, it definitely helped me narrow down like what I do, what I want to do, and what I don't want to do. Foundation communities was a lot more of like office, like spreadsheet, Excel, things like that. And I think I want to do something that's more like with my hands in terms of my future. And I think that's one of the things that kind of helped me kind of figure out what I want to do. I want to be like more moving around, actually like being in the communities and talking to them like that. We did have like small bits of being in the community at foundations where like we did like food pantries and things like that. So I kind of did get kind of that little bit of experience of like being in those communities and just like being in a community and just talking to people and having conversations and things like that. So I know I want to do more of that in the future. And then I think one of the biggest things too is just like they had this thing at foundation communities called like motivational interviewing, where like you don't just go in somewhere new and just like I'm gonna fix this for you and this is how I'm gonna do this and do that for you because like I'm the best or whatever like that. It's just like I'm going to work with you. We come up with solutions together. We answer questions together. Although, like, I might have these certain qualifications, like, at the end of the day, your problem is unique, and we work kind of together with each other to figure it out. It's like no one's better than one other person. No one knows what's best. No one really knows what's best for a person than the person itself. So, I think that's one of the things that I want to like help. That one of the things I want to kind of bring into like my future is just remembering that I'm not kind of there to like fix. I'm just being in a community and with anything that they need from me and what I'm offering to give is how I kind of want to go out.
At least for me, for like the meta, I do want an office job. I realized that that's the path for me, and just like being an office. I like this environment of just like having my own space to do my own work, especially being in the analytics. I like to be on my own computer, just locked in. But also I learned that I also want like the other aspect is having a community in whatever workplace I end up, which is one of the things that I have said I think I love the most about working in nonprofits. Like they're very mission driven. Like there's like a close community that it doesn't feel like a lot of the times it doesn't feel like you're doing work It feels like you're doing something that you're passionate about. So that was definitely one of the biggest things that really gave me a lot of to think about, like what kind of community I want to have in the workplace, or how does my work is going to align with what the things I believe in or the things I strive with. And those are things that I guess even before these internships, I never really thought about. I thought it was just finding something that fits my major and something that will get me go by, just going pay check my paycheck. But it gave me a lot of to think about, especially about the kind of, the kind of company I want to be with. It's not just what company, but the kind of company or what I believe in. So those are the main things that really influence me. And also just like being like more conscious about the type of as a type of education I get, and just the type of workplace I go to. Do I want to go to a workplace that pushes even poverty, or just like doesn't help society, or do I want to go the other way around? So definitely was a big these two internships really had a great influence in the career path I want to take on, and definitely added even more questions about the things I want to consider. So, which is something I think is amazing.
I would echo both of what both of you just said. I think I definitely left with both more information and more questions about sort of where to go from there. I think sort of on the community point, Intersection of Change was a really community-based organization, and so I realized that that was a really important part of the mission for me, was on that point of sort of working with as opposed to working for, really inviting community members to be a part of it rather than just coming in and saying what they should be doing. I think is an approach I really appreciate and want to make sure that I'm looking for wherever I go. But also, you definitely gave me a lot of questions about sort of what skills, where to go, what nonprofit, all that sorts of stuff. But my last question for you all is if you have any advice or tips for future students who are considering applying for the SHEP internship.
I guess one of the biggest advice I would give is just like kind of just be yourself when you're on the writing on the application. Like, be honest of what you know about poverty. Like, you don't have to know all. That's kind of the point of the whole internship, is like to be able to learn about poverty. So you don't have to know everything. No matter what your major is, apply, because like it's not about specifics or anything like that. It's just like kind of get cause you to think, how can with my major I can like develop change and things like that. So I think one of the biggest things, just like no matter your major or your level of poverty information, just apply, and then just kind of be yourself when you are interviewing with whoever is your interviewer. So like just yeah, be yourself, and yeah, be honest, and just see what do you be honest of what you want to gain from the internship. That's the main part I think they're looking for. Like, what do you as a student want to gain from this, and what do you really want to learn from it?
I guess my biggest advice would be to be ready to get out of your comfort zone. I think that's one of the things. And also just push yourself to get out of your comfort zone. I think that's one of the things that this internship does pretty great. Just pushing you to experience probably new things, not just in the workplace, but outside of it. And like, I was not expecting I was going to be living a co-op, which was an experience in itself, just living in a community with strangers and just making it work. But also just taking the bus, working on a 9 to 5, doing work in the office, like finding ways to be productive from 9 to 5, which I think really pushed me out of my comfort zone in many levels. So I think that's one of the things too, that it's important to be conscious, like try to get this the most out of this opportunity, challenge yourself. But also I guess a second advice would be like just to be meaningful about this internship. Like try to ask as many questions, be curious, try to be meaningful about the work that you do, and not just think that it's just work, but it's like an experience. There's always something to learn. I feel like everything I did in foundation communities and UPO, there was like a meaning behind it. So it was like a small piece of a big puzzle of how you contribute to the whole organization. Definitely being intentional and curious is another thing.
I think that's a great note to end on. So thank you both for taking the time to talk to me today. And I think that's it. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Shep Talks. Be sure to check out the Consortium's website for more intern insights and for information about our internship programs.